Mikvaas Shev told Mishnah 3, Naflu Maim Tumayim Vishasa Tahor, same kind of case as the last two Mishnahs, that if a ritually impure water fell in, and then a ritually pure person drinks it, Satama, so he is considered impure, because we worried that what did he drink? He drank the ritually pure, impure water that fell into the pit over there. Naflu Maim Tumayim Umale Bikli Tahor, so too if ritually impure water falls in, and then he draws some water out of that pit with a pure vessel. Satama. So again, the pure vessel is going to be impure. Because what do we worry about? We worry that he drew out the impure water. Naflu Maim Tumayim V'Nafal Kika Shel Truma. And in the last case, the same as the last two Mishnahs, that if some impure water falls in, and then he drops in a truma loaf, a loaf of bread, that's truma. Imadir chetama, so if he, as he takes it out, he rinses it off, it's impure. If he doesn't want to rinse it off, he doesn't want the water, satar, it remains pure, and that's exactly the same as the last two Mishnahs. And then we have a new opinion over here, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon, some opinions say, is disagreeing with all three of the last Mishnahs. He says, Bein Shadiach, Bein Shaladiach, in the case of the Truma loaf, whether he rinses it or he doesn't rinse it, Tama. Rabbi Shimon says it's impure, the loaf is impure. But he brings over here on the card at the end that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon.